April 2nd, Friday. What is God's absoluteness? Absolute sovereignty. God has prepared an important plan and has called you in the midst of His absolute sovereignty. Absolute plan. God has prepared an absolute plan for each person. Believe in this fact and discover God's plan in all your works. Absolute covenant. If you discover the absolute plan within God's absolute sovereignty, you'll uncover the absolute covenant hidden by God. In doing so, you'll see the word that you'll hold on to as your covenant. Absolute journey. This is the path where you follow God's absolute covenant. Absolute goal. This is the path that will lead you toward God's absolute goal. The temple for eating the bread of presence. Leviticus chapter 24, verses 8 and 9. Every Sabbath day, Aaron shall arrange it before the Lord regularly. It is from the people of Israel as a covenant forever. And it shall be for Aaron and his sons, and they shall eat it in a holy place, since it is for him a most holy portion out of the Lord's food offerings, a perpetual dew. Those whom you meet in the field complain of various difficulties. Their hardships began from spiritual problems originating from Genesis 3. As a result, no one can fix their issues. The Israelites, too, lived in the wilderness field that was full of these adversities. At that time, God spoke about the temple for eating the bread of the presence. Why did God do that? Number 1. Proper worship. God blesses the church for 24 hours a day and proclaims His word through it. When God's word is relayed through the tabernacle, it connects to the blessing of 25 hours. That's why God always pays close attention to the temple where the gospel is proclaimed. In addition, God guides the church that plays this role so that His word will be fulfilled. Through the blessing of delivering this truth to your field, the will of God is fulfilled. Number 2. The life movement and the eternal blessing. Proper worship absolutely leads to the life movement. Worship saves people through life and is passed on to the next generation as an eternal covenant. Proper worship also contains the blessing of the true priest who relays the gospel that Christ has solved all problems. This is the eternal blessing that you'll undoubtedly gain when you construct the temple in this age for the sake of eating the bread of presence. God, who has called you through His absolute sovereignty, has given you an absolute covenant to fulfill His absolute plan. In sight of this covenant journey, God will surely fulfill His absolute goal. Dear God, through worship, help me to enjoy the gospel to become a witness who will relay it in the field. Guide me to enjoy this as my eternal ordinance. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.